Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
What's up?
So we're here tonight to talk about the brand new film, Arch Enemy, from director Adam Mortimer. And, okay, so... I'm curious to get into this. Who does this star, Todd?
No. You don't get to do that. Who's it starring, Dan?
Mangello. I hate it.
Close enough.
I hit it. I got it right. Todd can't judge me. I got it right.
Sure. Deathstroke, Alcide.
You know it. So anyways, this one follows a teen who meets a mysterious man who claims he lost his superpowers after arriving from another dimension. Together, they take to the streets to wipe out a vicious crime boss and his local drug syndicate. All right, Kruger, what did you think of Arch Enemy?
So being a fan of Adam Egypt Mortimer's last film, Daniel Isn't Real, I was really anticipating this a lot. Also, this coming from Spectrevision. Spectrevision, I think, is one of the probably the top companies that puts out like the best independent horror films every year. So I was really hyped for this. And first off, I'll go by saying all the animated visual effects that were like super trippy and cool looking, like that was probably my favorite part about this movie. Also, the characters I thought were all very likable and they were all pretty well done. You know, I especially liked Max Fist. You know, he kicks major ass and I love everything about him. All the way down from his fucking drunken walking through the city in his leather coat. And
I love the rope.
All his other, like, just he's an awesome character. And the story of this movie really starts out great, but it falls apart for me in the third act big time. I was hoping, one thing I'll say is I was really hoping going into this that it was going to be kind of over the top violent, and it never really gets there. Like, there's some stuff, but it's not like super gory like I was hoping it to be. So that kind of left me disappointed. And then just like, everything we get, like, you know, we lead up and get like this awesome transformation. I'll get more into spoilers, but like, I was expecting batshit insanity, and like, yeah, it gets a little crazy, but not nearly as what I was expecting. And then the end just really falls flat for me. I really disliked the very ending. So overall, like, I'm not going to give up on Adam Egypt Mortimer. You know, Daniel Isn't Real is still one of my favorite movies of recent times, but this was a huge fucking letdown, if not probably the biggest letdown for me of all year. And I think this is actually probably one of Spectrevision's weaker films that they've put out. But I say go check it out, form your own opinion, but don't go in expecting too much. What'd you think about it, Pugs? Because I'm curious, because you're the superhero guy. So
yeah, I'm a big superhero fan. And if you ever wanted to see it with a artsy-fartsy weirdo filter, this is your movie. it starts off really strong. But for me, the second act is where it kind of fell apart. Cause, like, I like where it was going, but it's kind of Hancock. And like, we've seen it before. It's like this broken down hero can't be a hero anymore, and he's figuring out why. I really liked the sister, but I didn't like the main kid. I was like, I wish they would switch roles, because she is way cooler than him. Paul Scheer, very cool, random. I got excited for that part, but then it was dull for me the rest of the way up until the third act, which actually I really liked. I think that's when it got more superhero-y. So for me, it kind of found its ground, but a little late. I fucking love Daniel Isn't Real, so my excitement for this was really high. Didn't quite meet it, but I had a good time watching it. I think it's definitely worth at least a one-time watch and check it out. But I'm with you, Kruger. This is probably the weakest Spectrevision movie that they've put out. Yeah, if this is the lowest they go, though, cool.
So, yeah.
What about you, Todd?
Yeah, I was kind of worried I was going to be the only one who didn't get it. But yeah, I'm with you. It fell apart the second half. It was still cool enough visuals and everything. I think it's worth the watch. I didn't go in with as high as expectations because I could tell it was going to be totally different from Daniel Isn't Real. And I don't know. See, it's funny. You're most interested in what Pugs have to say. I'm most interested in what Dan has to say because it's of the sci-fi elements. So, Dan?
Well, so I'm not the biggest superhero guy in general, as most longtime listeners know, but I do tend to like these gritty sort of lo-fi kind of films like, like a Kick-Ass or Super, more specifically. I love Super.
This is nowhere near Super or even Kick-Ass.
It's not, and I thought it was going to be, actually. This one does play it pretty much straight. There's not a ton of humor in this. But I don't know. I guess, like, a little less flashy, I guess I would say. I just tend to enjoy those sort of superhero things better. So my biggest issue with this one, I actually liked it. But my biggest issue was I think they needed to spend a little bit more time with the characters bonding. I liked all the actors, but it just sort of felt like once the shit hits the fan, it just kind of goes straight into the ending pretty much. I felt for the character. I liked his acting in this. I didn't really have expectations from this, but watching it, knowing who it's from, something a little bit more, because it's all character stuff for me. I just wanted more. The girl, she was fine. I actually thought like just a buddy movie though with the two dudes, but they didn't have a lot of time together, really. I mean, most of it, he's just annoyed that he's being filmed, and I don't know. I wanted a little bit more. I wouldn't be opposed to a follow-up to this, though. Like, I'd be curious to see if they could do something interesting. But with the ending, I don't know.
Did everyone like Dennis as the manager? Because I thought he was pretty cool. A little mustache twirly, but it fit in those fucking shorts. Jesus.
No, look, I think all the characters were really good and over the top. And that's why I was expecting more of an over-the-top tone with, like, you know, the violence. I think that I mean, especially from, like, I know Spectre Vision doesn't just do horror, right? But coming from them, I was expecting, you know, oh, this is going to, you know, be violent. And even by the, like, you know, just the trailers and everything had that grit there. And it just, it wasn't there for me with the fight scenes and stuff. And I think if they could have, if they would have went over the top and, you know, had him, like, it would have been simple, like showing when he was crushing those motherfuckers' faces in, like, that, just simple as that, like, I think would have been way more effective and, you know, brought out the horror fan in me, you know, because going into the, I knew this was going to be a superhero movie, but I was expecting at least some type of horror elements or, you know, something being extra violent, and I didn't get that, and I think that was my biggest disappointment overall. But the art, you know, art aspect of this and all the cool visuals we do get are very, very, you know, different than I think what you usually see, you know, with animation style. And I think that is probably what I enjoyed the most about the movie.
Yeah, he's definitely got the look down. He just needs to work on the story a little bit. So
yeah, they tried to tug at the heartstrings, but there just wasn't enough there between the characters to properly do it. So yeah, it's just okay, unfortunately, for me.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's rate it.
Yeah, let's rate it. A scale of 0 to 5 stars for any of you newbies. And Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 2.5. I liked a lot about this movie, but I couldn't give it a 3 just because I didn't get enough enjoyment out of it. Like I said, I'm not giving up on Adam Egypt Mortimer, but I hope his next thing is more of quality, closer to Daniel Isn't Real, because I still think that is a fantastic film, and he is a talented director. So what do you think, Pugs? What's your rating?
I'm gonna go with a 3. It hit just enough to get there. It's not like an outstanding 3. It's a barely a 3. I would check it out just if you want to see what Deathstroke is kind of capable of. But soon enough, we'll get to see what he can do. Woohoo! what about you, Todd?
I'm with you. I'm a 3. It was, I think, the visuals and the animation stuff puts it a little bit above average for me. So I'm a 3.
I'm a 2.5. Could have gone higher if the characters were developed a little bit better, the relationships in particular. So, yeah, one time watch for me.
Yeah.
So,
do we got spoilers? Anyone got spoilers? Okay.
I do. Okay.
Well, Dan, give us the warning. Well,
guys, now if you don't wish for this to be spoiled, come back later.
Please, all right. And thank you.
Yes.
And there's your warning.
So Kruger, what did you want to talk about?
So one part I thought was fucking hilarious was when Hamster goes and brings Max, you know, his coffee and his beer, and Max just immediately chucks the coffee across the happy dying. And then
he was chugging those fucking things, dude, on the rooftop.
Sideways.
And then when that also another good part, like a good part and probably one of my favorite scenes was when the crackhead was just like going crazy, you know, on a Hamster's sister and fucking making her play Russian roulette. Like, I thought there was some good tension there. And that's why, like, once that happened, I was like, oh, you know, this is going to be, you know, over the top and violent. You know what I mean? Also, fucking the ending reminded me of Daniels Isn't Real, but, you know, because Daniel Isn't Real ended with both of the, you know, those characters same exact way. I was like, that's fucking strange. And when Adam also he hinted on this Twitter that this is like in the same universe, and I'm like, I don't fucking understand that at all. But I'd be interested, you know, to hear what he has to say about that and how like he connects the two. But cool. Dude,
then why did he fight that fucking demon thing? Is that
a movie? Exactly. That would be cool. Yeah. Like he dies and then he goes into the dimension with the demon thing. That would be cool.
Yeah, I just don't want to see an Indigo movie though. I'd rather see Joe back.
No, that's what I want. Not
yeah.
Although I know you want to see Indigo, don't even lie.
But when the girl was, you know, got her fucking, you know, or when the Hamster sister gets revived by Max's blood and then she flies, I was just like rolling my eyes to the back of my head. I was just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to this movie?
With you though, I do think that it's either going to be an eye roll for some people or a mind blown. Because if you're at the right age, this movie probably will trip the shit out of you. And especially if you're on drugs or high, getting high, it's probably way more enjoyable. So I do think it will find an audience. It's just not us.
Yeah, no. It's definitely like there's definitely going to be people that are going to enjoy the shit out of this. And like, you know, just it wasn't for me. Like I said, biggest thing is just I wanted that violence that wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, it had opportunities where I did. I was like, okay, this is going to be like a kick ass. We're going to get a lot of comedy with him as a drunk and, you know, doing crazy shit. And you just get like a little bit of that. I don't know. Yeah. It could have been a lot more, but yeah, it is what it is. What did you say he was in, Pugs? Or was it one of the new?
He's going to be Deathstroke. He was in Deathstroke on the end credit scene for Justice League, but he's going to have a bigger role in the future. He's also Alcide from True Blood.
Oh, yeah. No, I know him
from and Mr. Vergara. Lucky guy.
Lucky bastard.
I know. Wait till Dan finds out he likes wrestling and drags his woman to PWG.
Yeah. Actually, I've met him at the Egyptian Theater. He is a really nice dude. He is actually taller than you think. Like he's a big dude on screen, but like I was like, Jesus, you could be a basketball player or a wrestler.
Well, if somebody we knew could like accidentally like hit him with something, I could go in there and do some consoling. You know, I'm just saying we got to work.
I will together. Push you into him and let him take care of business.
I was going to have somebody else do my dirty work.
Okay. Are we done with spoilers?
Oh, before we go, Paul Scheer. Oh, yeah. The Paul Scheer and the Russian roulette thing. Can we get that story's like a short, how he got there and all cracked out?
I love his tattoos and shit. I was dying.
I didn't die for your sins. I didn't die for your sins.
This is like the week for bald guys on the show.
Dan, you must be happy.
Wait, that one's coming up. No, whatever. I got here. Right. Let's see.
Huh?
Oh, spoilers.
Some hair, not a lot.
Right on.
I need to shave it again, though. I'm content being shaved.
That one meme is hilarious. It's like when you ask your woman to shave her pussy and you wake up bald.
How many times does that happen to you, Dan?
He's like, I got a full head of hair, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm just pulling the spoiler tag because.
Yeah,
we're good.
Spoiler. Well,
so Jerry Springer, final thoughts?
It's worth the one-time watch.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, like, form your own opinion. It's definitely different, and I think people that, you know, are fans of stuff like you said, Pugs, Dan, the more gritty horror movies, or not horror movies, the more gritty superhero movies, I think you'll enjoy this.
It's definitely visually pleasing. So.
It is. No, it definitely is. And I like him as an actor. I haven't really seen him in a ton since True Blood. I saw him in a Schwarzenegger movie, Sabotage.
Yeah, he's badass.
Which was kind of underrated. Not a lot of people talk about that one, but it was a pretty good
and
movie.
And that girl is another one who gets constantly hired. She's gotten better. The girl from The Killing. Yeah, anyway. But I don't understand how some of these people get jobs.
All right.
I was gonna do something, but all right, so guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, and check out fleshwoundfeatures.com and Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Group on Facebook if you haven't joined that. Got some cool stuff on there. And Pugs, send us home.
And if you would be so kind to check us out on Patreon for exclusive and early content, and most importantly, uncensored. And you can stalk us on all the social media bullshits. We're on all of them, so come get us. Everyone, say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night. Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Adios. I didn't die for your sins.